This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about how God sees us as worthy. For the past 2 weeks, we've been tracing Jesus' steps before his crucifixion, and I was warmly reminded of when Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. Initially, when he moved to wash their feet, Peter in particular was confused. He said, "Lord, you'll never wash my feet." And Jesus told him, "If I don't wash you, you won't belong to me." Peter quickly said, "Well then, Lord, wash my hands and my head as well." And recently, I was talking about the importance of remaining hopeful. Here's how that ties into this exchange between Peter and Christ. So shortly after Jesus washed Peter's feet and Jesus told him he was clean, Peter denied Christ 3 times. In other words, Jesus knew that Peter would betray him, yet he still claimed Peter as clean. There are times we fall short, or we don't do something in the moment that we know would be pleasing to Christ, or we just sin outright. The great news is that we're still worthy. It may take our natural mind a moment to reconcile that thought with our spiritual mind, but it is so true. So what situation are you holding on to today where you are questioning your worthiness? I would encourage you to release that in the hands of God and remember these words: "For I will be merciful toward their inequities, and I will remember their sins no more." Hebrews 8:12. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, be free in knowing you are worthy.